Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we'll take a break from our study of 1 John as we consider the National Day of Prayer. Just a reminder that today, Thursday, May 2nd, 2019, is the National Day of Prayer, and the theme this year is Love One Another. So I encourage you to take some time to pause and pray for the 7 spheres of influence in our country. Those 7 spheres are the family, government, business, education, media, the military, and the church. Each of these spheres of influence needs daily prayer, but this one day, the National Day of Prayer, is a good reminder to each of us to continue praying specifically for the needs of our nation as a whole. And for our podcast listening friends outside the U.S., perhaps this would be a reminder for you too, to continue praying for your country as a whole and for the people of your country. Of course, in Christ we find unity, unity with God and with one another. Christ, in the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, unites those who have claimed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. The Scriptures teach that Christ Jesus has broken down the dividing wall of hostility that so often separates people who come from different cultural and racial backgrounds. So, as followers of Jesus, we each have spiritual unity with one another in Christ. At the same time, each nation has a unique set of present-day issues and needs that demand that Christ followers intercede in prayer. The theme for the National Day of Prayer this year is Love One Another, and it's a good theme no matter where we might find ourselves living. The Bible repeatedly calls us to love one another. Most often, the word love is a translation of the well-known Greek word agape. Agape love is a self-giving, self-sacrificing love, but it doesn't end there. In the biblical context, agape love is a self-giving love that is extended to benefit another person, and it is done for the sake of the glory of God. When agape love is practiced in the biblical worldview, it sacrificially serves another person in meaningful ways while at the same time honoring and glorifying God. This is an important distinction. It is possible to be self-sacrificing in our love to other people, but yet not have God in our thinking. Our agape love towards others has the root motivation of glorifying God, honoring God. This makes it possible to extend agape love to those who may not even be so lovable. We do it because it honors and glorifies God. Agape love is a practical way to show others that we value God and want to honor God with our life. And one way we do that is to love others in a self-sacrificing way for their own well-being, not ours. Our model here is Jesus Christ. Jesus had all the rights, privileges, and prerogatives of God. Yet Jesus voluntarily set aside those prerogatives for our benefit. Jesus willingly went to die on a cross for the benefit of others. He gave of himself sacrificially so that others might live. Jesus was sacrificially beaten and then crucified on a cross so that others, the believing followers of Jesus, would have their sins forgiven and receive eternal life. And all of this brought great glory and honor to God. Agape love serves others, but it doesn't stop there. It's a sacrificial love done in the name of Jesus. It's done in the name of Jesus for the sake of glorifying God. It's a sacrificial love that lets the world know that this love is being extended because of the love of God which is moving through us. Much, much more could be said about this concept of agape love, and we'll think more about it in future podcast episodes. But today, I thought you might be interested in hearing some of the many biblical references to loving one another. So I'll read some of those statements from the Bible. Mark 9:50, be at peace with one another. John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. John 15:17, these things I command you, so that you will love one another. Romans 12:16, live in harmony with one another. Romans 14:19, so then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for building up one another. Romans 15:7, therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Galatians 5:13, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Ephesians 4:2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bear with one another in love. Ephesians 4:25, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 5:19, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Ephesians 5:21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Philippians 2:3-4, do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, but in humility regard others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Colossians 3:9, do not lie to one another. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other. 1 Thessalonians 4:18, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build each other up. 1 Thessalonians 5:15, see that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Hebrews 3:13, but exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 10:24-25, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. James 4:11, do not speak evil against one another, brothers. James 5:9, do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. 1 Peter 1:22, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. 1 Peter 5:5, clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 John 3:23, and this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. 1 John 4:7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Okay, well, there are more of these one another passages in the Bible, but I know you get the idea. God calls us to love one another, and this is a great need in our nation today. We need to love, respect, and extend dignity to one another, especially with our words. So, the Love One Another theme for the National Day of Prayer is a good one and a needed one. One more thing. This biblical concept of loving one another with agape love never means to compromise our core principles. Never are we to compromise biblical truth for the sake of love and serving others. It's not truly loving to extend kindness and compassion towards another person while at the same time compromising our own convictions concerning biblical truth. For example, if a person is plainly, unapologetically violating clear biblical teaching, it's not loving, it's not self-sacrificial agape love, to say nothing about their sin of rebelling against clear biblical teaching. It's not loving to stand by and watch people sinfully rebelling against the clear teaching of God's written word. And it's not loving to stand by and watch people continue in their sinful acts of belittling God's scriptures, hurting others, and inflicting spiritual pain upon themselves. Non-believers, people who do not follow Jesus Christ, do many kind and caring acts of service to others. So, how is Christian agape love different? It points to the glory of Jesus Christ while at the same time serving the other person. It serves with a continual look to the glory, purposes, will, and character of God. Isn't that what Jesus did? Jesus offered a great act of self-sacrificing love for the sake of those who would believe in him as their Lord and Savior. And Jesus completed that work of sacrificial love while at the same time prioritizing the will, purposes, and glory of God. Remember Hebrews 10:24? I read it just a little bit ago. It says, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works." Well, good works, biblically speaking, are those works that serve others while at the same time glorifying and honoring God. Good works are practical outworkings of our faith in Christ, our love for God, and our obedience to the Scriptures. So, we're not truly extending agape love towards another person when we turn a blind eye and say nothing about that person's disobedience and irreverence to God in the Scriptures. The New Testament exhorts us to speak the truth in love. So, we are truly loving, sacrificially loving, when we both serve others and point them to the truth of Scripture. So, take some time today and pray for your country. Pray over those seven spheres of influence: the family, the church, business, media, education, the military, and the government. Let's all continue to call upon God's help in turning from our God-belittling sins. Let's pray for a remarkable move of the Holy Spirit to transform individual lives. And let's all seek God's restoration and favor in our own life, in the lives of our loved ones, in the lives of others, in the life of our local communities, and in the life of our nation. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe, and thank you for listening to the podcast. This is your host, Mark Day. We'll see you again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.